So, now we're starting our part two of the Seder, and we prepared the Seder plate, which involves three matzahs. Why do I need three matzahs? Well, two matzahs I need, because like every Yom Tov, I make hamotzi on two loaves of bread, and the matzah is going to be our bread. The third matzah I need, because the Torah declares that on this night you will eat matzah, lechem oni, which literally means poor man's bread. Now, the way poor people eat is they can't afford to go to the store and buy whole things. They take the broken pieces. They take. They always save a piece for tomorrow. Who knows if I'm going to have food tomorrow. So, really, technically, what we should do is make hamotzi over a broken piece of matzah. But because it's Yom Tov, so in order to fulfill the two obligations, on the one hand, lechem oni, on the other hand, I'm going to have two loaves of bread, so we make a sandwich. We take all three for the blessing of hamotzi. So we begin the Seder with the whole matzah so that it will be shown to the child. We show the family, look, I'm breaking the matzah. That's the yachas. So we have a whole thing here. Now, next, we are going to take our maror, which is dipped into the charoses. Can you pass me a bowl of charoses, please? Yishikach to Shlomo is doing such a good job preparing our charoses. Okay, now what else do we need here? We need cups, and we need. So we said here's our shank bone corresponding to carbon pesach. This is roasted. We do not eat roast tonight. Here's our egg corresponding to the shlomim that we would eat tonight. That would be our main. Here's our maror. Here's our charoses. The first thing we're going to eat is the matzah, and we're going to need a vegetable dipped in salt water. Where's our vegetable, Mr. Kaplan? Pass us down the. So, the more important one is always on the right. The dip is on the left. So we have over here the karpas with the salt water, because the karpas gets dipped into the left. And this is the way a Seder plate looks in a technically, halachically correct setting. But most people today don't do it based on the halacha. They do it based on the Kabbalah, where you have a Seder plate the way they always show you in all the Haggadahs. And they show you the Seder plate. They have this picture. Based on the Arizal, we don't exactly understand why, but being that they make this picture and all the Agados, here you guys know this picture, right? So that's how a lot of people do it. But technically, halachically, this is the preferred way because it's in the order of the mitzvahs you're going to perform tonight. Okay, fine, but I have to tell you, I never in my life saw anyone do it this way, the way I'm showing you right now. Everyone does it like the Arizal, like the Seders, like the Haggadah to show you the picture, where they have the matzahs beneath, and up on top, they have basically it goes like this. Up on top, you have the maror, and then the charoses, it's right, I'm sorry, the maror here. The vegetable here, the karpas here, and the shank bone in this. Like a shape of a five on a die, pretty much. Three, two on top, one on bottom. So it's not even the shape of a die. The bottom is the vegetable, the middle is the mar, to its right is the charoses, to its left is the karpas. To the north is that. Okay, whatever.
What's the reason for the previous setting?
I don't know why that Arizal says to
do this
one.
No, not this one. The other one.
My one is the order in which you're going to do the mitzvahs. You're going to start the night with the karpas.
Why do we do it then in order that we do it?
That's a good question. I don't know, but this is the custom. This has become the accepted custom. If you ask me what to do what your father did. If your father, you don't have a situation like that, so you choose. What can I tell you? They're both legitimate customs. Halachically, this is what's happening in the order that you're going to do it. I do not know. It's Kabbalistic reasons that Arizal. I don't know. Okay. Now, one more thing we need to do. Okay, we put cinnamon into our thing, into our karpas. Cinnamon in this country has to be checked. Now, some people put sticks of cinnamon to remember the stalks of hay, as we discussed the story. And we need wine in our charoset. That's what we need. Okay, so Yehuda's going to get us the grape juice. Now, during the Seder, yes.
The RC Cola for anything?
The RC Cola what?
For anything.
Ah, that's an interesting point. Okay,
How about the nuts?
Yeah, I think he put in the nuts already, but you could put in more. You could put in more. Yeah.
Let's go, Chris.
That's Maror. Lettuce is Maror, yeah. But Maror is really the name of species, which includes many different types, five different types of vegetables, one of which is the lettuce. Okay, Darcy, Cola, doesn't do this wrong here. Let's clear the table for our Yom Tov meal. Every person gets this beautiful silver goblet. And we will begin. Our custom is that we have someone else pouring for us the grape juice. Now, a word to the wise. A number of years ago, Yehuda was probably biased that Seder. We were sitting in the middle of the Seder. Everyone's enjoying the Seder. And half the people already washed to make hamotzi. I like to wash last. And suddenly someone walks over to me and brings me a bottle and says, "This grape juice isn't kosher for Passover." So it was a bottle of wine that one of our guests had brought us. And they had looked at the hechsherim to make sure it was a really good hechsher, but they forgot to look that it was kosher for Passover. Now, we're about to start the meal, and as is ordinarily the case, people have spilled, and all over the table you have, like, little droplets of wine. Now, that wine isn't kosher for Passover. It's going to enter people's food. Bad enough we drank two cups of it. Now what are we going to do? So in my house, we made a rule. We don't accept food from anyone on Pesach. Bring it the week after Pesach. What do we do?
Yeah.
I said to the guys, "Now, don't talk, because you have to wait for me to wash." We cleared the whole table. We cleared off the tablecloth. We cleaned everything off. And then only after we reset the table did we move forward with the Seder. And then, as luck would have it, at the end of the Seder, as everyone's packing out, I pick up the bottle, and I see hidden, like, you know, on this, like, the blue grapes on the bottle, it says kosher for Passover. And after we invested 45 minutes cleaning up from this non-kosher for Passover bottle, it turns out it was really kosher. But if you're going to bring your host food on Pesach, you should just know, some people have a custom that they call in Yiddish, they don't mish. Meaning a lot of people have the custom that all year long they'll eat from other people, but not at the Seder, not on Pesach. On Pesach, they will not eat from anyone else. So make sure your hosts don't have that custom. And secondly, whatever you're going to buy, make sure it's a really, really good hechsher and it's kosher for Passover.
Yishar
koach. Wow. Joe Stein. Way to go. He made us 10 copies and collated it and photocopied it. And now we have 10 copies. Wow! We don't have time for more, so okay. That'll have to be enough. Okay, if anyone else wants, these are available online. You want to take it and pass it around? Okay, now being that tonight we are like princes, why don't all of you have your pillows to lean on you? You don't want to get them dirty. So what are you going to do this Saturday night? And secondly, we have a custom that every person has someone else pouring for them. Those of you who have not yet finished Giyu, so this should be cooked. What does it say? Was it cooked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, was cooked? What does it say? How do you know?
Bottom
right corner. Mevushel. Okay. Fantastic. Okay, so I don't know. You know, it's a tough thing, this whole Bishel thing. At any rate, this is all cooked, so you guys don't have to worry about anything. By your host, what can I say? You could say you're an Alcoholics Anonymous and you're trying to not touch grape juice, right? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, you know? Ask someone else to do the pouring. Don't. Okay, so we each pour for one another.
Make up a Kabbalistic
Indian. I don't know. Don't make up anything. Ask someone else to pour. So you. Okay, so you'll each pour for one another. Please, each of you take a silver goblet here, and that'll be your cup.
These are disposable silver goblets. They're so expensive you can throw them.
Look at what I'm going to do. Look at what I'm going to do.
Coming into the Seder.
What am I going to do?
So rich that they
don't make
it. Yep, this is.
Thank you. We have more bottles I think we can use.
Cinnamon that's been sitting in a closet for a whole year since last week, Pesach, I would check it, yes.
How much?
For what? What's
like
there are bugs that attack spices.
Yeah. Really high.
It's so fun, yeah.
Okay. Why don't you guys start on this end?
All right.
take pour to your, for your neighbor. Each of you should pour for someone else. That way you we're each like three men.
Pour for everybody.
Now, when you're running your own seder, I recommend to keep the seder alive, no dead time. There are two things I do at my seder. Number one is whenever we have a minute like this, why aren't you guys filling to the top? You're supposed to back the seder. Do we have enough?
Yeah, I have to wait for my keys to come out. If you give me your keys,
I'll give you my keys. Yeah, fill it up. Yeah.
We have 8 bottles.
All right.
Why don't we first make sure everyone has it?
We have more bottles.
We have enough for one cup.
So whenever there's quiet at my seder, I always start singing. Kadesh Shulchan Kapas Yachas Magid Rotsa Motzi Matza Narod Kodesh
Shulchan. That is grape juice, right? What does tiwosh mean?
Juice.
Yeah.
Juice?
What does it say? Tirosh. I know meat's an avim. What does tirosh mean?
Tirosh? It's in the Shema. It's in the second paragraph.
Tiroshka.
I used to think it was Tirshka. It took me so long to figure out that it was Tiroshka. In the second paragraph of Shema.
Okay, our Ashkenazi custom is to wake this white kittel.
Oh.
Two alternate reasons. One is that we're like princes. Married people wear a kittel, right? And sometimes only the one who's leaving the seder, but usually all married people wear a kittel. We're like princes tonight. And also, the custom is that we take out all our finest silverware for the seder. So sometimes if a person has all his fine silverware out, he could get carried away. So we wear the garment which we will be buried in, the kittel, to remind ourselves not to get carried away with ourselves just because we have all our fine silver out. Okay. So. And the Sfaradim have a minhag that they go with a different tune, and whenever they finish, they declare which one they're up to now. Kadesh Shulchatz Karpas Yachatz Magid Rotsa Motzi Matza Maror Korech Shulchan Orech Tafun Varech Anen Mirza Kadesh. I make a declaration, and now we begin. Okay, gentlemen, stand up for Kiddush. During the Kiddush, that is the first of the four cups. Chazal taught us, or sages taught us, every one of the four cups is aligned with the mitzvah. We don't just go on a drinking binge. We drink with the mitzvah. Now, when we make the blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen, so us Ashkenazim, we will make four blessings on four cups of wine. Sfaradim don't do that. That's a machlokas in the Rishonim. But we will make four cups. But after the first cup, halachically, you may drink more water, coke, coffee. So you should have a mind in your Borei Pri HaGafen that you're making it for all the other drinks you're going to drink now until the rest of the Seder.
Fancy tablecloth.
Wow, you should cut them. Okay, so when we make the kiddush, we only after we finish the kiddush. I forgot to bring everyone hagados. 1 second. Let's begin. So we rush home. We have our pillows prepared in advance. We have our goblets prepared in advance. We finish davening. We rush home. We sing the Kadei Shorchatz the way we already did. Now, what about lighting candles for Shabbos and Yom Tov this time? So you should ask your hosts to light on your behalf. Give them a half a shekel or something so you partake in the candles that they're going to light. Okay, this week it is going to be on Shabbos, the Seder. So we begin with... Okay, now I will not say Hashem's name here because I'm not ready to drink yet. Okay? When do we drink? We drink after we finish all the blessings, which conclude with the Shechayonu. After the Shechayonu, we sit down and lean back and drink it. Now, do you guys want me to do it with the tune? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, the traditional tune? Okay, it takes a little bit of time, but fine.
Baruch
ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech haolam Borei Peri hagafen. Now, the Yekich tradition is that we sit down at this point. I didn't say Hashem's name, so there's no amen. Now again, I won't say Hashem's name, so we could talk as we do it. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. Quick question. You guys want a Sephardi Israeli pronunciation, right? Not an Ashkenazi,
yes.
Baruch Ata Hashem.
Yeah,
what?
Yes.
Sephardi Israeli is what you guys want, right?
That's
oh, okay. That's not what I do, but that's what I'll do for you guys. It's fine. You're outnumbered, sorry. This isn't what I do at home either, but that's what they want, so okay. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAm Veromimanu Mikol Lashon Vekideshanu Memitzvotav Vatiten Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Be'ahava Shabbatot Limnucha. This year it's on Shabbos, right? Umoadim Lesimcha Chagim Uzmanim Lesason Et Yom HaShabbat Haze Et Yom Chag HaMatzot Haze Zeman Chayroteinu Me'ava Mikra Kodesh Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim Kivanu V'charta V'otanu Kidashta Mikol Amim V'Shabbat U'Moadei Kodshecha Be'ava U'V'Ratzon B'Simcha U'V'Sason Hinchaltanu Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat וישראל והזמנים. And then if this were a real blessing you'd say amen. ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם שחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה. Now, We will each make a blessing of Bori Prayag Gafen. Have in mind all four cups. Remember, when we lean to our left. We don't lean back. If you don't have a pillow, shift your chair to the left. Let's make a blessing of Bori Prayag Gafen and drink our first cup. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, Bori Prayag Gafen. Larry, someone will pour you a cup. Just
about I'm already poured cup.
Okay. Kadesh uchatz kapas yachatz magid rachzah motzimatzah moro korech shulchan orech tzafon barech hallelujah uchatz. He got no uchatz. Okay, we're up to